been
Hey Hey, I think we say, podcast number 192. What the fuck did that phone just say? Hello and welcome to the podcast in Finnish. We are here in Finland, Finlandia, or as Baxter PUA likes to say, Finland, Funland, Sinland, Winland. And he's right, especially during this time of the year, around the 1st of May, when the Finns go crazy. They have an excuse around the 1st of May to get drunk for 3 days in public. It's called Vapu. You wear a sailor hat, and it's day game mixed with gutter game mixed with night game. And it's the one time of the year when introverted, or I should say chronically introverted, Scandinavians can talk to each other and get drunk and mate. So if you are in this part of the world, get yourself to Finland. Anyway, this episode is called Battle of the Sexes, understanding the different sexual strategies of males and females, why they're so different, how it impacts so massively on your life, and most importantly, why you shouldn't get angry, but you should enjoy playing the game, the sport. This is your weekly pickup podcast. It's predominantly day game, but the things I say apply to meeting girls at night, online. If you're going for the dodgy stuff online, or if you're meeting girls at work or in your social circle, you can still take a lot out of these podcasts, especially episodes like this, meta episodes, where we talk about big concepts. The podcast is usually weekly, but it's a little bit late because I've been in Russia and I was coming back after the madness of my last trip to Russia. I came on the train back to here, back to sunny Finland, where definitely it is spring. It's above 15 degrees centigrade, sunlight is streaming through the van window, birds are chirping, you might be able to hear them. There is a rolling green park down to a shimmering lake. Can you picture that outside the van? And sprawling on the grass are students who are quote-unquote studying for their exams. Now, don't let that put you off when a girl says she is studying. She's at university. She ain't studying. She is on Instagram. She is scrolling through Facebook. She is swiping on Tinder, especially at this time of the year. Girls are extra horny. It's the fertile season. The buds are blooming. Is that what you say? The buds bloom. But the trees are turning green just as the girls are getting really, really extra fertile. So no excuses if you're in the Northern Hemisphere and you were saying it's too cold and you had to be in the shopping centre. Well, go and talk to girls on park benches, on the grass, strolling around. Everybody's dazed. And those winter boyfriends that she talked about in December and January and February have magically disappeared. So you can be a bit of fun in the spring. Before we go into today's topic, Battle of the Sexes, reproductive war, I've got to make some money because I've got to put diesel in the tank. I've got to keep drinking beer. So support me by buying a book. And today's book that I shall talk about relates to picking up girls, meeting girls, seducing girls in Russia and the former Soviet Union. When I open my email inbox, the dreaded morning task, it's often Groundhog Day questions from guys that have perhaps just found this channel. How do you meet Russian girls? How are Russian girls different? What cities should you go to? What are the things to watch out for? Well, without sounding cocky, I wrote a book in 2017. It's on Kindle. You can buy the paperback from my website. It's called Cold Calling: How to Seduce Girls in Russia and the Former Soviet Union. I've been doing it since 2012, 2013, traveling to these countries. So I wrote a book with maps and guides and lay reports and warnings and what have you for Russia, Ukraine, Belarus, the Baltics, which is Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Czech Republic, Slovakia, Poland, and Moldova, I do believe. So the link for that is below. Help me out, buy me a beer, fill up the van. If you really want to fill up the van, you need to buy Street Hustle, which is my A to Z hardback textbook. Okay, a meta concept today, and this applies to you whether you're a day gamer, a night gamer, whether you, as I said, meet girls in a social circle, through friends, it doesn't really matter. You're a bloke, I presume most guys, most people listening to this podcast are guys. So you have your sexual strategy. I know some girls listen to this podcast. Hello, ladies. So you have your sexual strategy. Why is a cat not a dog? Or as Kipling said, east is east, west is west, and never the twain shall meet. I like the word twain, it should be used more often. But why not? Why the different sexual strategies, and more importantly, how does it impact on your massive life decisions? And as I said at the end, how not to get angry, because some guys misinterpret this as a real battle. They get really mad that girls have tactics and tools as well. They don't want to play the competition. Some storm off altogether. They think that you can quit this game of life. So, how to understand female strategies, how to learn some male strategies, i.e. learn game, and enjoy playing the game. The reproductive war is based on basic biological differences. If you've listened to all the podcast episodes, you'll have heard me talk about them before. Sperm is cheap, eggs are expensive. Very basic biology, which is covered in books like The Selfish Gene, Sperm Wars, The Red Queen, Evolution of Desire. These are core fundamental textbooks, or rather easy to read paperback books, that go into the basic differences between men and women. Why dogs are not cats, as I've said before. So that explains why we have this conflict, this contradiction, why all those niggles and problems exist, why you have the rom-coms and the romantic fiction, and why breakups hurt, and why you get needy, and why you fall in and out of love. It's not rocket science. People imply that somehow it is, but if you just understand the very basic differences in sexual strategies, it's all crystal clear. Yes, they can sometimes be win-win, temporarily. You can have a win-lose, and you can have a lose-lose. So we shall go into all three. And most importantly, I want you to not be naive, not be idealistic. When a guy writes to me and says, I always leave women better than I found them, or forget pickup, it's manipulative, I believe in self-development for me and for her. It's like, you know, he wants a medal for participation. He says, I'm not doing pickup to get laid, I'm doing it to improve my voice, I'm doing it to improve my posture. Well, yes, I don't doubt that pickup has spin-off effects, so it does change your posture and your voice and your fashion and your fitness, but never forget why you're in it. You're in it to smash girls, to meet younger, hotter girls. Don't pretend you're not. If you're pretending it to yourself, it's going to come across as weird to the girl. She knows why you're talking to her. So you own it, and you've got to think, what is your male sexual strategy, and why is hers different, and how can you use that, as I said, to your advantage? So enough waffle. What do men want biologically? Genetic survival, genetic replication. What do women want? Genetic survival, genetic replication. But the way we go about it is different because of that core concept. Sperm is cheap for men, so we want unlimited sexual partners to spread our seed in fertile females, and eggs expensive. So she wants high value DNA to fertilize that egg, and she also wants, needs provisions to raise that child. So differences in what she wants and what she needs, but ultimately the biological thing is the same. Genetic survival, genetic replication. Do you understand that? Good. If you said no, then go to my blog, which contains this podcast episode, and I'll put those books. I apologize if this sounds patronizing, but you'd be shocked at how many guys assume male and female sexuality is the same. It's simply not. There's a conflict of interests, right? This is not self-development. When a lion is chasing a gazelle, there is a winner and a loser. Okay, there can be lose-lose, in that the gazelle runs off and is knackered. The lion doesn't get to eat the gazelle, he's knackered. But usually, if the lion eats the gazelle, he wins. If the gazelle manages to survive, she wins. But we're going for the win. And when you play a sport, when you play chess, there's usually a winner and a loser. Okay, I know there can be some technical draws, but that's not why you get into the Olympics. That's not why you're in an NBA, NFL team. You want to win. No draw. So when I go out, I'm looking for the win. I'm looking to seduce a girl. Can it be win-win? Well, yes, but not for long, not over the long term. So what do I mean by win-win? Win-win seduction is secret society seduction. So I want the casual sex, I don't want a relationship, I don't want to give her commitment. So which side of her sexual strategy am I playing into? The strong DNA or the provider? Drum roll, please. It's the strong DNA. It's the lover. Read last year's book, Below the Belt. Why day gamers need to be lovers, because I don't want to be her provider boyfriend. So if she's just out for that, maybe she has a boyfriend. Listen to the last, or rather watch the last episode of Black Sheep Bandit, when I seduce a girl from Hong Kong who has a boyfriend, and she's just looking for a bit of fun with me as the lover for 24, 48 hours. Technically win-win. Why could that not be sustained? Well, girls even want to turn their lovers into providers. So eventually, if you're smashing a girl for fun, she'll eventually want more from you. More as in more commitment. She'll want you to stick around. She'll want you to provide in some form. What does that mean? Being a boyfriend, being her fiance, being her husband. She wants to lock you down. This is subconscious. She's not thinking about this, just like you're not thinking about glancing at those boobies or ass. It just happens. And you can't fault her for having her sexual strategy, just as she shouldn't shame you for having yours. Anyway, that was temporal win-win. What about win-lose? Well, this is common in pickup. To remind you, the male wants pump and dump, spreading his seed. The female wants commitment. So the guy pretends to get the sex. He pretends that he's going to be her boyfriend. This is what I call hustle number one, the bait and switch, where you seduce the girl, you have sex with her, you pretend you're the boyfriend, then you do a runner. So she had you down as a possible provider, as a guy offering commitment, and then you didn't. So you got the sex, you won, you killed the gazelle, but it really wasn't what was presented at the beginning. So can you seduce girls like that? Yes. Has every pickup artist done that? Yes. You tend to do it when you're starting out because you're used to meeting girls in boyfriend mode. So if you read my first book, Day Game, there's a lot of that, where I was still Mr. Nice Guy pretending to be the boyfriend. I'd get the lay, then I'd do a runner and the girl would be pissed off. So that's win-lose. We'll talk about how a girl can do it to a guy further on in the podcast, but try to make them win-win, which is hustle number two. What about lose-lose? Well, yes, it can happen. You waste a girl's time, but you don't get laid. She's wasting your time, but you don't have the sex. Both of you get pissed off. She didn't get the commitment, you didn't get the sex. It was a complete waste of time. You could say that's a lose-lose scenario. So the gazelle ran away knackered, the lion ran away knackered, nobody got anything. And there's dead ends all the time in seduction, and you give the royal flush and you feel bad, then she feels bad because, well, she didn't get laid or she didn't get commitment. So you both walk away from the table. You could say technically worse off for time. Yeah. So those are the different sexual strategies. We're focusing on win-win when we can, but there is always a conflict of interests. And as I said, even if you're doing the harem thing like I'm doing in Russia, you can get casual sex for a while, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months. And then even those girls who are just casual partners, they'll want to see you more often. They'll want to sleep over. They'll want to text you more. They will require more commitment. They'll go off with the guy who's offering more commitment. So that's what I mean by temporal. What is a male's bartering tool? If for the girl it's sex, she's dangling the sex, well, for a male it's attention. So really important you understand that. Every time you're giving a girl attention by spending lots of time with her, speaking to her on the phone, texting her lots, you're giving her what she wants, which is lots of attention without perhaps having sex. That's the definition of girls putting a guy in the friend zone. She gets loads and loads of commitment and attention. You are her emotional tampon, as they used to say in the pickup community, without you getting laid. So you're the sucker, you're the mark. The opposite to that is, you could say, if a girl gives you quick sex but you don't give her any of the promised attention and affection, she's the mark, she's the sucker. What about getting married? Because guys will say, well, they're lonely, they don't want to do pickup forever, they believe in some kind of end game, and they say, I'm going to find a quality girl and I'm going to get married. Well, is the marriage win-win? Is it win-lose or is it lose-lose? Idealistically, you'd like to say it's win-win, but really, it's a win for the girl. It's kind of win-lose, or if it ends in an explosion and a divorce, it's lose-lose. But generally, the girl does better. And if you're marrying a girl, you've compromised your sexual strategy. You could somehow say you're the mark, because you've given up your unlimited sexual freedom. She's got a high-value guy. She might have even got you as a lover, and she's locked you down. She gets babies. Well, what are babies? What are children? Both of you have a genetic win, but once again, the male is losing his freedom. He's having to provide. If you get divorced, you know that all the Western laws are weighted in favor of the girl, so she still kind of wins. Now, I understand why men get extremely angry. They run for the hills, the whole MGTOW thing. You can't escape the game, though. You can't escape this game of life. You can't be at the poker table when everyone else is playing poker, and you can't be there with your arms folded in a huff and say that you're not playing. Well, you're forced to sit at that table and watch everybody else playing. You could pretend that you're not interested in poker and money, but you'd be lying to yourself. That's what I mean by guys misunderstanding Battle of the Sexes. They take it personally. They say fuck you because they realize girls are playing a game. They say they don't want anything to do with females, that they don't need female energy in their life, and they resort to a male space. They're only going to do male things and they don't need women. Well, I think deep down they know that we need female energy just like females need male energy. It's a beautiful thing. I am surrounded by female energy. Does that mean I've committed to one female? No. In future episodes of the Black Sheep Band, I shall talk about that. How you can be single, how you can be a bachelor, but how you can be flooded with female affection and oxytocin. You can kind of have your cake and eat it if you understand these sexual strategies and how to balance what you want with what she wants. And to just understand that it's temporal. Nothing wrong with it being temporal. It's only when you say you want it for life with one girl, that's your idealism coming up against biological truths, that the shit hits the fan. It's probably lose-lose. You're pissed off, she's pissed off, and then I can see why guys get pissed off with every girl. And they fold their arms, as I said, at the poker table like a little toddler and say, I'm not playing, whilst everybody else is having fun in the casino. So bear that in mind. Also, for those guys that say, I leave her better than I found her, and you know, we shouldn't be doing pickup because it's manipulative. Well, with the female sexual strategy of wanting alpha DNA and wanting beta provisioning, of course they have a great proficiency in strategies and tactics themselves. To pretend that girls don't have game, girls don't use tools and techniques, that's just naive. Just take a step back and look at females using makeup. Females lying about their age, females having plastic surgery, females having push-up bras, females being excellent, as I can see outside, at photography, at using Instagram filters and understanding light to get that perfect Instagram picture, to get the likes and the comments and the top DNA. Look at how girls are so good at friend-zoning guys, how girls are masters of getting male attention for free. Companionship for free, as I said, the male emotional tampon, without giving sex to the guys who are offering that free attention and companionship. Yeah, look at how some girls are masters of extracting money from men without giving them sex, or perhaps giving them sex, the whole gold digger thing. Look at how women are masters of the whole gotcha pregnancy scares, false pregnancies, all that juicy manipulative stuff. Females of the are the masters of this. Look at how females cheat. As I said, watch the third episode of series 2 of the Black Sheep Bandit, where you see me seducing a girl who has a boyfriend, and how the next day she is rationalizing to herself why it wasn't cheating. And amazing. Now, this is where guys get very, very cross. They moan about women having strategies. They moan about women wanting to lock guys down but also get high value DNA. They moan about women upgrading. they don't see that this is part of the game. The opposite team has strategies. They'd be mad not to. The opposite sports team is training. They want to beat you. What does that do, or what should it do? It should raise your game. It should make you want to beat them by improving your tools and tactics and techniques. Yeah, you should love the fact that women want to upgrade. That girl on the ferry from Hong Kong, she upgraded to me. Can you believe it? So, who benefited? I did. Where was the loss? Okay, it was with her boyfriend. But be the guy girls cheat with, not on, I say, in below the belt. Use this fact that women upgrade. Don't forget that you upgrade as well. You upgrade from a 6 to a 7, a 7 to an 8, a 29-year-old to a 24-year-old, then you upgrade to an 18-year-old. Don't be shocked that women have a sexual strategy. And by learning all this stuff, by zooming out, you can decide, do you want to be the mark? Or do you want to be the hustler? Do you want to play, or do you want to get played? Do you see why this is vital? This is not just about day game or that one particular girl. This is about your next relationship, about your next 4 years, about your next decade, about your next marriage, about those kids. If you don't understand the very basics of the battle of the sexes, you are the mark. You will be screwed. And your idealism about leaving her better than you found her, or just wanting to have a participation medal, is going to make you extremely vulnerable. And there are not just regular girls out there with this inherent knowledge of their own sexual strategy. Think about pro female hustlers. And in a country like Russia, Ukraine, Moldova, if you go in there Mr. Naive, Mr. Nice Guy, Mr. Leave Them Better Than They Found Them, you are going to get hustled hard. Not just by those bar promo girls who are going to pull you into a bar and then it's a dodgy strip club and then the bill comes and it's 200 euros and then those big fucking Russian dudes appear. Okay, that's going to get you in trouble. Sugar babies are going to get you in trouble. Strippers are going to get you in trouble. You're going to get yourself into all sorts of dodgy situations. And if you're going to Asia as a naive guy, you're going to end up with the gotcha pregnancies, with dodgy marriages. You're going to get screwed over. And then you're going to be surprised why you're feeling pissed off and you're angry, because you didn't learn the rules of the game. It's no point moaning that you lost that game of chess when you went in there against a competitor who was simply way better than you, because they've been studying the game of chess, practicing, they know the rules inside out, and you went in just thinking it was a harmonious, friendly, let's all hold hands and sing Kumbaya. It's a game. It's a competition. That's why this is called the game. Is my rant having an impact on you? I hope it is. Because I don't want the wool to be pulled over your eyes. I don't want you to be naive. And most importantly, you can learn to enjoy the game. Do I love the fact that women upgrade? Yes. Do I love the fact that women wear push-up bras and get plastic surgery and look hot on Instagram? Yes. Do I love the fact, quite cynically, that other guys are marks, that other guys are suckers, that she does cheat on her boyfriend, that she does friend zone all those other guys, that she makes other guys pay for it, that you can be the lover and she has all those chumpy providers? Is that good for me? Is that good for you as a pickup artist? Yes. So really, we don't want to tell the secret rules of the game to many guys, do we? Because we want them, cynically I know, to be in the dark, but this podcast is putting it out there. You can't have excuses now for not learning male strategies. That's called pickup artistry, and it's all for free on the internet, on YouTube. When I started this, there was very little out there, especially for meeting girls during the day and the meta strategies of what's going on. But now it's all out there for free. So if you're not wising up to the games that girls play and the game that you should be playing, then you're a sucker, you're a mark. And if this podcast doesn't kick you up the arse, then life will. The next girlfriend who you call manipulative, she's not manipulative. She's just playing by the female rules. And I always say, look, if you were a hot female, you too would seek out high value DNA from high value males. You would seek out provisioning from millionaires and billionaires. You would use your youth and your beauty. If you weren't, fucking hell, you'd be terrible at this game of life. So just put yourself in a female's shoes. I don't mean become transgender. I mean, see it from her perspective. And if you're a female listening to this, then understand the male strategy. Sperm is cheap, eggs are expensive, east is east, west is west, never the two shall meet. Can you for a time then reconcile these differences? Maybe. If you're having that kid together, if you're together for a few years raising that kid, but after that, her sexual strategy shall carry on. Your sexual strategy shall carry on. We shall finish with reminding you how you can love the game. Just like two boxers who have respect for each other, a deep love for each other, but they still smash the shit out of each other. That's a respect for competition. That's embracing the opponent, knowing that iron sharpens iron, as they say. It's the wolf that makes the rabbit strong. It's the rabbit that makes the wolf strong. That's at the heart of evolution. Yeah. Play better opponents. So rather than doing grotty Tinder lays or going to Asia, seek to sharpen your game by going for hotter girls. Girls are your mirror. They will teach you a fuckload, all right? All those tests, all those failed dates, all those blowouts will teach you way more than a couple of Tinder lays in Bangkok. So go for younger girls, go for hotter girls. Toughen up your game. It's like in sport playing a much better competitor than you. It will immediately raise your game. It's why I love Russian girls day gaming, seducing in Russia, as I say in cold calling. They demand so much from you. You have to have a strong frame. And the time I've spent in Moscow over the years has sharpened my game to the point where when you then go to another country, it's like playing game on easy mode when the girls are not so polarizing and demanding. I would encourage you. And if you've spent time in Ukraine or Moldova or some shabby Balkan countries, when girls are such good pro or semi-pro or just hardwired hustlers themselves, you are on your guard. You understand all these scams and schemes, and you feel sorry for the chumps that are Googling Russian brides, meeting their sweet, innocent, traditional Ukrainian girl. You just shake your head. And I'm not judging Romanian, Bulgarian girls for their financial hustles online. Once again, if you had that youth and beauty and you were in their situation and there were chumps offering you money, flying you to America, Dubai, you would do it too. But anyway, I shall leave it there. Embrace the game, embrace competition, understand her strategies, learn your own, which is learning game. Go back to podcast episode number one and listen to the last 191 podcasts, or to help me put diesel in the tank, buy Street Hustle, my pickup textbook, A to Z of day game, texting, dating and relationships, and have all those male strategies in one place. If you're a female listening, and you want to know what the opposition is doing, you want to know what men are using against you, then buy the book, enjoy it. And as I said, learn what the other side is doing. Okay, with that, I shall go and find some free Wi-Fi to upload this podcast. It's late enough already. That was episode 192. I'll speak to you next week from the UK, I do believe. Goodbye.